Lila Nishmas Rav Klein Nimes Kamish Ben Rabbi Limelech. Brachos Parachas Mishneches. Balhem Yaim La'achra Mozen Ve'en Shama La'osor Kos. So a guy was hungry after he ate, and then he had wine came to him. And after he finished his meal, and there was only this cup of wine, but he's thirsty. So Beshame Omer Mevorach Al Yayin Ve'achar Kach Mevorach Al Mozen. Beshame says, we're going to go with the way the Tosis Yontif learns. Don't worry. You may think that you have to wait till Birchas HaMazon, and then you know how we hold the kos, and then we say Boi Priyogafen after Birchas HaMazon, so that Birchas HaMazon has a kos. Beshame says, don't worry about that. You can mevarach al yayin, just make the brach on wine now, drink it, v'achakach mevarach al kos, and then afterwards make Birchas HaMazon without wine. Birchas HaMazon doesn't need wine. That's what Beshame holds. Beshilo says, you don't have a choice. You have to wait, make Birchas HaMazon, and only afterwards, only by Birchas HaMazon, you have to make a bracha on the yayin, because Beis Hillel held that Birchas HaMazon needs yayin. So now, the question though is, either way, this Mishnah, the halacha of Beis Shammai, in this Mishnah, comes out to Beis Shammai's being more mekel. Like Beis Shammai says, you don't have to make a bracha of Bari Pragofen by benching. So they're more mekel than Beis Hillel. And how come this isn't listed? The Mishnah is in Edius. So they go through the places where Bishami is more Mekel and Basil, and this was not included. So this is the, Reb Kiv Eger brings up the Rashba, this is Chuvas HaRashba, and he asks this, and he answers that, differently than we just said, that Bishami here is not saying you have a choice to make a bracha on wine, and you can drink it because you're thirsty, but rather Bishami says you have to drink wine now. Why? Because there's a drush in the Gemara that's brought down, V'achalta zu achila, V'savata zu shesia, that meaning that, When you have to uveirachta, right? Like we say in benching. So in order for you to bench, according to Beis Shammai, you have to eat and drink. And drinking is what makes you full and fully satiated. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, you don't have a choice. This guy that just ate but he didn't drink, he needs to drink, he's thirsty. You have to drink before you bench. That's Beis Shammai. And why they more machmer than like Beis Hillel? Because Beis Hillel hold, it's the opposite. Because now Beis Hillel holds that you can do whatever you want. When Beis Hillel says, mevarach ala meaning you don't have to make, you can make benching before, but you could do either way. It still holds, you can do wine afterwards too. You don't have to be totally full with wine, and it would come out that according to that, Beis Hillel would hold, you don't have to make a bracha of benching with wine. But either way, we see the Rashba holds totally opposite from the way we learned on the way to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Onin Amin Achri Yisrael HaMavarech, Ve'ein oinin amen acher hakusi amavarach ad sheyishma kol habracha. We make an amen after a Jew makes a bracha, even if you don't hear the whole thing, whether you didn't hear the beginning or the end, the mefarshim say it different ways. But we do not make an amen after a kusi. Now we remember a kusi is a geri arayis. They were geri arayis. They came and, you know, they didn't, we were afraid that for a certain period of time that maybe they were really doing avodah zara. Afterwards, we don't trust them at all. But during the time of the Mishnayis, they were skeptical of them. And you had to hear him say the whole bracha because we were afraid that if you only heard part of the bracha, the rest of the bracha, he would bring up Avodah Zarah. So even if you heard the beginning where he says Hashem's name, still he can sort of twist it and turn it into Avodah Zarah at the end. So, but if you hear the whole thing, then we know he did not do Avodah Zarah, then you can say Amen. A Jew, obviously, you can only hear, all you need to hear is part of the bracha. And we're dealing with a bracha that you're not mechuyif to hear, because if it's a bracha that you're mechuyif to hear for a mitzvah or whatever, there you, or, you know, if you want to hear a bracha, a motzi, to be yotzi from the person, so there you have to actually hear the whole bracha in order to say amen and to be yotze. So, and, you know, as we all know, there's a Chuvas Arash that's brought down about saying Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo. Again, the Mari Avuhav says that that's dafka, as we know, on when you're not being yotzi the mitzvah. But if you're being yotzi the mitzvah and we're doing Shemaya Ka'ona, don't say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo, because now you're sticking that into the bracha and you're changing the matbeya, the stamp of the bracha, so you can't do that. And what about a goy? So the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh say that if a goy says a complete bracha, even though, and he says Hashem's name in the complete, and you know, in a complete bracha, you do say Amen, even though his kavanas may be a little bit off. Ultimately, his kavanas for Hashem, even if his kavanas really off. When we say really off, the Rabbeinu Yonah even says like a lashon, like his kavanah maybe for his own avodah zara, but really he's still thinking for Hashem. He may be misguided in what Hashem is, but since that's the case, Rabbeinu Yonah says, and he said Hashem, and he said a regular bracha, you can say Amen to that.